Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Teresa of Child Jesus. She entered the convent at the age of 15 with the permission of the Pope of that time. When she was young, she was a very cute child. Her mother died early, so her father loved her very much because she's the last one of the children. Once, when she went up to the stairs, she asked her father to say, "I love you," before she put on one step to the another. This is how, in a sense, she is too naughty. But she has a very genuine childhood attitude. When she was in a convent, it was not too long in the convent, she was only 10 years. But in the last years, she got sick and just kept to the bed. She offered her suffering for the missions. She just telling Jesus she wants just to be the instrument for the people working in the missions. At the age of 25, she died. At this age, we can say it's the prime time of her life, and she went up to heaven. She started praying for us. So that's us, Therese of this year, to keep us in her prayer today, like her. All the sufferings offered to Jesus, only for the greater glory of God. Telling God that we want to follow the footpath of St. Therese, just minute by minute to love God, to love our neighbor. Ask St. Therese to keep us always for the will of God.